A study by the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection finds the liquid runoff from Pennsylvania landfills that take solid oil and gas waste poses no threat to the public. From our news partner, the Allegheny Front, more from Reed Frazier.
Landfills in Pennsylvania have taken millions of tons of fracking waste, like drill cuttings, which are high in radium, a radioactive element. The DEP sampled leachate, the rainwater and runoff that seeps through landfills, from 49 sites around the state. The DEP said most of its samples had radium levels under federal drinking water standards, and none were over a Nuclear Regulatory Commission standard for wastewater from nuclear facilities. But scientists who have studied the issue said the study was incomplete. Dan Bain of the University of Pittsburgh found elevated radium levels downstream of facilities that treated this leachate. But the DEP didn't sample any rivers or streams where the radium could accumulate.
One of the things that radium does is that when it's in freshwater, it really likes to find a clay surface to stick to.
The DEP says it will continue sampling for 1 year. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.
Delaware County is moving to make improvements to Delco Woods, the county's newest and largest park. More from WHYY's Kenny Cooper.
In 2021, Delaware County acquired the 213-acre property in Marple Township from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. After a lengthy journey to decide what to do with the former Don Guanello property, the county finally released a master plan in 2025. Funding woes have forced the county to upgrade the park in phases. But on Wednesday, Councilmember Christine Ruther said there will soon be some action.
Thanks to a grant from the Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, we will be paving the existing gravel parking lot on Reed Road, providing a half-long ADA-accessible loop trail with signage and building ADA-accessible bathroom facilities.
The Woodland Loop Trail, once constructed, will be connected with existing unpaved trails. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.
With the FIFA World Cup less than 3 months away, thousands of hotel rooms originally reserved by FIFA for the tournament in Philadelphia have been canceled. Our news partner 6ABC reports FIFA canceled about 2,000 hotel room reservations in the city. That's according to the Greater Philadelphia Hotel Association. The organization had initially blocked off roughly 10,000 rooms. Ed Gross, president and CEO of the association, said four Center City hotels were most affected. He said FIFA did not provide a reason for the cancellations, but acted within the terms of its contract, avoiding penalties. Also in sports, it was the Yankees over the Phils yesterday, 6-2, and the Phils play Tampa Bay midday today. That is the final spring training game for both teams. The Phillies kick off their season at home Thursday against the Rangers, and the 76ers are hosting the Thunder tonight. Cloudy skies for us in Philadelphia on a Monday, a slight chance of rain, and a high of 52 expected.